Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on building a functional organization. So we started out on Monday talking about the interviewing process, and the point there was simply your company and your business is a byproduct of the people that are a part of it. And having that, having an interview process that really focuses on getting the right people and making it an in-depth process makes a big, big difference in the overall output of what your company is able to do. Two, once you get people in the door, you want to make sure that you train them properly. And we talked about this on Tuesday. As you're training them and as they get started, you want to catch things early and address them and just set expectations for people so they know what they should be doing. And we covered that on Wednesday. And then fourth, when you realize you've got a challenge with an individual, and it's one of those challenges that really is not fixable, now you've got to make a difficult decision. And that decision sometimes means managing those people out. And once you realize you're there, you've got to do what you have to do and make things happen. And so it's not a pleasant part of life, but it is one that, you know, running a business long enough, you're going to have people that aren't going to work out the way you want them to. And rather than keep them along and have problems as a result, sometimes you just need to cut bait and walk away. And then finally today, I want to talk to you about this concept of weekly check-ins. So assuming you have people in the right places, they're moving forward, the best way to ensure that your people are doing what you want them to do is to have regular communication with them. And regular communication means checking in at least once a week with them, with all your direct reports, and keep them, that keeps you connected to all aspects of your business. So now you're continually in the loop. You can identify some of the challenges that are going to come up before they become bigger issues. You can also identify opportunities, and you can make necessary adjustments to take advantage of them. But the beauty of that weekly check-in is it keeps you literally on the pulse of what's going on day to day. And it allows you to take in a lot of information in a fairly short period of time. And if you train your people to give you what you're looking for during that weekly check-in, and it doesn't necessarily have to be more than 30 minutes for a lot of people, but if you get what you want in a succinct manner, it's a very time-effective way to do things. So just remember that you work hard to build a business, and whether you are the owner of a small business or whether you're a part of a bigger business, or even if you're just running a household that has, you know, a few employees, maybe you have somebody cleaning and somebody doing your lawn, and you know, it could be a few different people like that. But just remember, any one person has the power to destroy everything that you've worked so hard to create. So surround your people that share your collective values and the collective values of the greater organization. And once you have the right people, do everything in your power to keep them motivated and keep them happy. Because bringing on new people doesn't always work so well. It's an expensive process. It's a tedious process. And you never know exactly what you're going to get. If you know you've got good people there, do what you can to make sure that they stay with you. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just take the time to appreciate the people that you have that are good, that are doing what you want them to do. Thank them, give them encouragement, and do everything in your power to make sure that they stay happy and that they stay with you for the long term.